The Anthropology Library is one of the three libraries threatened with closure, even though it is one of the last three anthropology libraries in the country and the last in California. Its closure would be part of a planned transformation of the University of California library system. Alexander Parra is a third-year student majoring in Chicanx, Latinx studies, and computer science. He said it is clear that the university values some majors above others.
In my other major, computer science, we're getting an entire new building. I don't know if you heard. It's a $1 billion building for computer science, data science, and statistics. But they can't find the money for this building. So to me, I've seen the ways in which the university values some majors over the others. And it's sometimes there just is no comparison. Right now, in my computer science classes, they're literally entirely online. I do not have an in-person component to my classes, yet we're getting an entire physical building.
UC Berkeley has a total annual budget of $3.1 billion. Closing the libraries will save about $1 million. Sandra Oseguera is a PhD student in anthropology. She says she has found the field she wants to specialize in through this library.
I actually found the area where I want to work. It was developed here in the library. Like, I learned a lot about the Zapotec in Oaxaca, and it was here with the resources that we have here in this library. For me, that's why I'm here, because I do see the importance of this resource, and I think that now that I'm teaching and I have students, I find it a very important resource for Latinx community to see themselves reflected on the stacks.
Hoku Jeffrey is a UC Berkeley student and a member of the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action, Integration and Immigrant Rights, BEMN. Like Sandra Oseguera, he says the library is important for diverse communities.
I think that the fight to defend the anthropology library is about what kind of relationship is UC Berkeley going to have to the surrounding communities who have free access to the library as a public resource. And California and the nation is becoming majority-minority, and it's important for UC Berkeley and the University of California to be leading in being open and welcoming and increasing the resources and opportunities for the surrounding communities as a public university. Yeah.
The UC Berkeley so-called long-term space plan would also shut the mathematics statistics library and the physics astronomy library. UC Berkeley wants to shrink the number of libraries from 23 to 10 hub libraries and 7 satellite libraries. This would lead to fewer services, shorter hours, and some of them would be open by appointment only. The students hope that the occupation of the library will lead to a signed agreement granting all their demands, as was the case in 2012 during the previous occupation of the library when its services were threatened to be reduced. Reporting from the Anthropology Library on the UC Berkeley campus, I'm Gilles Martel.